I'm George Harvey, very proud to be the mayor of the City of Delta.
Thanks for joining me this morning. With the federal election coming up on April 28th, what do you see as the key issues for residents of Delta in this election?
Well, quite a few, actually. For the last 6 years, I've been the mayor. And during that time, I've gone back to Ottawa a number of times, also as chair of Metro Vancouver. And I'm really concerned and frustrated as every time we go that there's just no recognition of the needs of the City of Delta or Metro Vancouver. So I'm really hoping this election will have members of parliament that are elected that will really work hard and try to bring the voice of British Columbia back to Ottawa, because it certainly isn't being heard. Some of the concerns that we have in the City of Delta, of course, is our lack of infrastructure funding, for building our units that we have to do. Right now, across Metro Vancouver, including Delta, there's a real pause on construction of multiple housing, apartments, high-rises. And very worried about that because we need the federal government to provide some type of economic stimulus to actually ensure that the developers go forward with their projects. So all these projects have been approved. There's almost 60 of them that are on the books. But again, with the lack of certainty amongst the development community, they're just not proceeding. And I've gone over the numbers with them. I meet with them as much as I can to see, okay, what can we do here in Delta? But I can see where the numbers just aren't working for them. And also now with the tariffs, it's compounded it even worse. They see that their costs are going to go up. They do not want to proceed until they know those costs, and that's just a good business. But for us in Delta, if we don't have new growth that provides us the opportunities without raising taxes to have more revenue coming in order that we can pay for our collective agreements, all three of our collective agreements, QP, fire, and police, expire this year. And so I'm very worried without that new growth, how we're going to be able to afford doing this without raising taxes.
That's very interesting. Because raising the revenue to be able to pay for those services is a municipal issue, but you need the federal funding in order to be able to increase the tax base in order to make that funding. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and if we don't have the infrastructure funded, like for Metro Vancouver, we collect development cost charges here just for Delta, and we have one of the lowest in the Lower Mainland. Because of that, we're not growing out, we're going up more. Because, of course, we have a significant percentage of agricultural land in the ALR in deltas, so that we don't have to do the major projects. But our sewage still travels, say, from here at City Hall, it travels all the way over to Annecy's Island for treatment at the Annecy's Island Sewage Treatment Plant. And they're expanding that. That covers most of the south of the Fraser for sewage reception and sewage treatment. And we're doing tertiary treatment because of the environmental sensitivity of the river. We need the infrastructure funding for that. And to date, it's just mostly been ignored. In fact, we've been criticized about, Metro Vancouver's been criticized by the former housing minister for putting deep development cost charges. They would rather see it go on the property tax. And that's what I'm seeing now from movements from both the provincial governments, federal governments, the senior levels of government. They want us to pay more on our property tax. And we talk about affordability, they are trying to load more on us.
One of the things you started with was wanting local representatives to have a greater voice and to bring the attention of the federal government here locally. That seems to come up a lot in a lot of the interviews we've done with mayors from around the greater Vancouver area. Why do you think that is, that the attention seems not to be focused here?
Well, they told us once in a meeting that this was the federal government BC caucus that they don't get votes from putting money into sewage treatment plants. That's their mindset, is about elections. And I think it's just an absolute disgrace for the federal government to only have, I think there's just two MPs on the cabinet right now from British Columbia. So by the time the election results come across the country, of course, the election's already decided. So again, we're just isolated here and we do not have enough members of parliament to actually make a difference.
You mentioned when talking about infrastructure and housing affordability and the slowing of building, you mentioned the uncertainty around tariffs. Do you think that in a broader sense is concerning for residents of Delta when it comes to the federal election?
Well, it seems to me when talking to people, number one thing is we need somebody to take on Trump. And I'm concerned because that's ignoring a lot of their, a lot of the subjects that they should be, looking at our federal debt. What are we doing for homelessness? I'm also very concerned about the border security. And I've been pushing the fact for a number of years now about we need a better enforcement at the ports to stop the fentanyl and the take, the cartels are taken over and have almost free access. They can only right now look at less than 1% of the containers coming through. So it's very good odds if you're in the cartel or trying to bring in illegal or illicit drugs by having just that number there. So we need more, we need a representation at the federal government to say enough's enough, we need to tighten up the border.
What is another issue that you see as important for residents of Delta in the upcoming election?
A big one is crime. We're too soft on crime. And that even networks into the lack of port police. It's been 25 years since the port police were actually removed from the ports on the West Coast, including Prince Rupert, City of Vancouver, and of course, Delta Port, which is the biggest port in Canada. They've had no police force there. And saying that, what existed 25 years ago doesn't fit today. So we need to have an integrated model where it's both CSIS and that CBSA and the RCMP are working together and then work together with the police from Delta and police from City of Vancouver and the Surrey police from the Surrey docks, working together to ensure that it's everybody's talking to each other. Right now is not happening. And we need better equipment with regards to modern day scanners. In fact, I have a meeting with an individual who's going to show me what's happening in Europe right now, where they have rolling scanners. So you're not taking the efficiency of moving containers away from the port, which is extremely important, of course, but they actually just roll through, and that way they're scanning every single container that's going out, which is what we need to do here. We're way behind what's happening in the rest of the world.
Is there anything else you think is on the minds or should be on the minds of voters in Delta?
Yeah, I think for the younger generation, like my kids and yourself, we need help in housing. Youth housing is a mandate of the federal government and it's been ignored by the previous governments over many years, but we need something that's going to work, something that's not going to take forever to implement. So that's on the minds of the people about affordability. People are also worried with regards to our hospital in Delta. Emergency was closed for two Saturday Sundays just about a month ago. To us, that was a real shock. And we need more support from the federal government for funding for our healthcare system.
And you touched on it a little bit, and we talked about bringing representation to the West, to British Columbia, to the Greater Vancouver area. But from whoever is elected to be the members of Parliament representing Delta, what would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see them have a strong voice and speak up for Delta, and not just for whichever party they belong to. I think that's extremely important. The other one I wanted to mention is about the soft on crime. I mean, we need bail reform. We were promised bail reform by the Liberal government. They didn't come through. Right now, as you know, it's sickening when you have people that are seriously injured and the person's out on parole the next morning or a couple of days after. And very little charges actually happening in courts. So I would say when you look at the downtown east side, I drove through there just a couple of weeks ago. I locked my doors in the car, of course, but I was just, it was almost tearful to see how many people are living and how the cartels and the people in the gangs are making huge money off these poor people by, selling them the drugs. To me, that was one of the most shameful things I think we have in BC is the downtown east side. And you can't expect the city of Vancouver to do it all on their own. They can't. It's got to be both the provincial and the federal governments helping to see what we can do. We need more recovery centers. We need to be able to help people that can't make a decision for themselves. That has to come together very quickly, not just providing drugs for people to continue to use. That's not breaking the cycle of addiction. But I really have some very serious concerns of where we're going with that.
We are 2 weeks into the campaign period. Has anything about the past 2 weeks or the campaign period so far surprised you?
Yeah, I'm repeating myself, but it's just the focus on Trump versus, that'll come and go. And, and I think the best thing we can do as a country is unite with Europe and others to offset the influence that the president's trying to do with the rest of the world on tariffs. again, as I was hoping we'd get more into, you know, just what's wrong with our country right now. How are we going to continue to operate fiscally responsible and spend money where it's most needed? Those are the challenges I see the new government having.
Great. And just to wrap up, why do you see this election in particular as important to residents of Delta?
Well, one is you look at what we're facing, again, with the fentanyl crisis, the open access at the ports, lack of infrastructure funding, the catch and release problems, bail problems. You've got the federal government continuing to put more emphasis on using our property taxes to really solve problems which are their responsibility. Those are the key things for me.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to join me this morning.
Sure.